What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Out Crowd Podcast, episode number 283. Everybody always told us our opinions didn't matter, and it turns out they were right. What's going on? I'm Zach.
Jared.
Rob.
What's up, Rob?
I got to claim my name this time because Zach's not here.
Yeah.
I get to actually be my name.
Yeah.
Yes!
I think we should do that. No matter who we're talking to on that side of the table, just be like, Zach, and assume that the right person's going to respond. And then when the wrong one responds, say, shut the fuck up.
Hey, not you. Gosh.
I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah. That's one way to play it.
Right.
Could get a little confusing, though.
I mean, not very often, because he doesn't show up very often. So.
You ready to crash the...
Let's do it. Just fucking splash him from the back. We need a double kick drum in that. I feel like a double kick drum would go a long way.
Are you going to say your line?
And we're back.
There you go. I mean, if you know someone, send them this little audio clip and tell them, hey, add a double kick, add a freaking, you know, splashes. Well,
can't we just edit it in ourselves? You know what I'm saying?
Just maybe. Use that sound clip and just put it
and loop it
throughout the entirety of the intro. It's just
loop it. That's funny. Well, what are we here to talk about, man? What are we doing?
I don't. Why you look at me like I just have stories? I'm not story guy.
You're the story guy.
Story guy ended a long time ago.
No,
back when we devolved from bringing stories and things, just became utter chaos.
Rob, you got a story?
Yeah. So this past week, I changed my Siri voice thing to an Indian man because I thought it was funny. What I didn't know is it also changes your answering machine, like that voice too. So my grandpa called me and he left a very short and like confused message like, Rob, if this is you, call me back. So I call him back and he goes, why is there an Indian man on your answering machine? I thought I was being hacked. Like he was like convinced that like something horrible was happening. Like the Indians finally took over.
Just replace all the T's with D's.
I had
don't talk to me like that.
I had no idea that was an actual thing.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I'm not sure. I don't remember. Like, if you just go into your settings and type in voice or something.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
I just scroll down until I found the Siri voice.
How many voices did you get to pick from?
There's like, they have like American accent, British, Australian, and Indian. And then of those, there's like two male and two female options.
Mm.
I know my mom.
Some of them only have.
She did the male Australian.
Yeah. If you could get like a flamboyant, like gay guy voice.
That'd be so good. They do need to do more voices. Like I want like a Cockney accent.
Yep.
Like.
Because like, have you heard of that apps that or that Jeep? Maps app or whatever called Waze.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You can do like boy bands and stuff like that. So they like tell you your directions like a boy band singing it.
That's fucking awesome.
It's fucking ridiculous, but it's fun to listen to.
That's really cool.
I don't know how people would be able to handle that. I have to turn the Google Maps lady off the second like I download the app. Because 90% of the time, it's way too frequent. Like, turn left in in 3 miles.
Turn left in 2.9 miles.
Yeah.
Turn left in 2.8. Yep.
And then as soon as you get super close, it's like, turn left in 500 feet. Turn left in 300 feet. Turn left now! Like, God, I hate it.
At your earliest convenience, please pull a legal U-turn.
Yeah, I turn them off instantly. I'd rather miss a turn than have to listen to that, especially when you're, like, jamming to music. No.
Right, when fucking breakdown hits, it's like, turn left.
Yeah.
You're singing along, and then, like, the volume cuts out, and you're just like, God, is that what I sound like? It's Christ. You just stop singing altogether. You're like, that was sad.
Voice,
thanks, Siri.
Your voice cracks right as she kicks on.
Yeah. Oh, my God. One time we were, I was in the car with one of my friends and his girlfriend. And, like, I do this thing where, like, I sing, like, I know it's not good. Like, it's like a joke sing.
Yeah.
And the music was super loud, so I was kind of just doing it for myself. I was just like in the back seat, just like vibing.
Carrying on the tradition. Yeah. Yep.
And then somebody called the phone, so like music cuts right as I'm like this super high point and just like completely fucking around.
Singing like, My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah. So everybody looks at me like I'm a fucking idiot. Like, I was just like, oh my God.
That's a job well done then, like, to be honest with you. If everyone looks at you like you're an idiot, you did it right.
I 100% do the same thing.
Yeah.
Especially, but I typically try and go over the music to really annoy the people. Like, just start singing really, really poorly.
When we do happy birthdays in our family, like, we obliterate it. Like, absolutely no one is even remotely close to being in sync.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. Especially when you do it at a restaurant. Like, Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
You get a lot of eyeballs staring over at you.
We do, like multiple birthdays at one time. So when we sing happy birthday, we're saying, like, 5 names.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody says the names in a different order. So you get to that part and it's just like this fucking catastrophic, like nobody knows what's happening. And
literal the name chaos. Being said,
it's just, yeah, chaos.
I love it.
I get the same thing with music when I'm listening in my AirPods and somebody texts me. Ooh, that'll set me off real quick.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm just banging, just head banging, playing music full blast, and then all of a sudden it just mutants, deafens, and it's just like, text from. It's like, shut the fuck up, I don't care.
You're immediately angry with that person. You text them back. Like, don't ever fucking text me.
Well, the worst is when it's a group chat, too, and then I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
A lot of the times I go in and fucking mute a group, just mute the whole chat so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. You never know if those things will go the distance.
Well, I always assume that it's going to just be one text, and then when it starts being, like, the next one, that's when I just go into the group chat and mute it. And then I'm so angry, I'm not going to text back.
Yeah. You might have anger issues.
When I'm listening to music, I don't like it to be, I'm in control. I don't want anybody else to choose
when it turns off. Maybe your listening device should be separate from your phone.
Who the fuck does that nowadays?
Nobody, but, like, I'm trying to help you with the solution.
Could you imagine me today?
With your old school MP3 player?
With my fucking iPod?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't even have Bluetooth. I have to have fucking plug-in headphones.
The brick iPod?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The 64 gig that's like an inch thick. Yeah, I remember that shit.
There's nothing that has made me rage more than when you had wire headphones and you walk past like a door and it catches it and they like yank out of your ear. Yeah. I would be like, that would ruin my day if that happened. It made me so angry.
Even if the day was fucking majestic leading up to that point.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If my earbuds get yanked out by anything, I'm done. Well,
the worst part about it was I would try and combat it by putting it down my shirt. And then in my pocket, you know, so I couldn't get caught or anything. Yeah. But then it would get, like, annoyingly stuck on things in your shirt, or like your shirt would be too tight, and then when you went to move your head, it would pull on your ears a little.
Yeah.
Yep, that was the hack underneath your shirt.
But that even that could be like still be frustrating.
You know a pet peeve of mine? You don't, but I'm going to tell you, is when people are just walking out in the world, and I'm going to paint a picture because this is the last person I saw wearing like the attire like they're a professional golfer and they're currently on tour right now, like that kind of outfit, but they always walk around with one AirPod
in.
Always. Like, I fucking hate, like, I want to go and pull that out. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Why?
I can't handle the AirPod in the ear. Like, at work, if I'm doing something where I can listen to music, sure, I'll put one in and, you know, be listening to music just one ear. I kind of prefer just having a speaker. But the second that someone needs to talk to me, or, like, I pause my music because I'm doing something else, I get so irritated by having it in and not making any sound, just sitting there. I can't handle it. I have to just put it away. I don't know how people can do that all day, even with no music playing. It's just sitting there.
Yeah, I don't get it. And they're usually douchebags, like hold some kind of position of power within the Mormon church. Like they're fucking douchebags. I've got these headphones, wireless headphones I use in my shop. Like they're Bluetooth. You can play music, but they've got the function. So like when you've got them on, if someone comes up and talks to you, you can hear them talk to you. But they fucking malfunctioned yesterday. So I'm sitting there chilling, doing my thing. And apparently someone pulled up out front. I was in the garage. Someone pulled up out front. They shut their door. My dog heard it and barked. And this is when it malfunctioned, is because my dog was sitting next to me. And the bark that came through the Bluetooth headphones was this like celestial, otherworldly, like woof, scared the fucking shit out of me. And I looked around like, what in the fuck was that? And then he does it again. I was like, oh my God. And then they like fucking broke. Like that's just how it is. Or you can totally mute it. You can hold the button and totally mute like anyone being able to talk to you. But I never heard something so fucking loud in my life.
Jesus.
And I was running the saw, so the saw was also on. Boof!
That's funny. The people that I hate, I saw one yesterday. I think I was at Target or maybe PetSmart or something. I don't know where I was. But I just instantly walk into the store, and the first person I see, the first human I see, is this lady who looks like life has beaten her. But she's also holding her iPhone on speaker.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm guilty of this. Like, I'm so guilty of this.
Like, you have to stop.
I know. I know. I don't know why I do it. Go ahead, Zach.
She looked like the... And I wasn't at Walmart, which is why it caught my eye. But she looked like a typical Walmart goer. Like, just, you know, like the red tank top that seemed like skewed, you know, like wasn't on properly.
Mm-hmm.
Hair was kind of in a rough stat. Like she was holding a lot of things because apparently she was too good for a fucking like carry thing. And then, you know, she had her nasty fingernails with this iPhone that was just full speaker.
You know what kind of speakerphone user that I am? I'm the type of speakerphone user that when someone else walks by with their phone on speaker, I'm like, God, turn that fucking off, dude. Nobody wants to hear your conversation. I am legit that speakerphone user. And I don't know why. I know I'm a shithead. I know I'm a douchebag. And I don't know why it is a thing. I don't know. But someone else walks by with their shit on speaker. I'm like, turn that fucking off, dude. Nobody wants to hear your bullshit. As I'm literally in a fucking speakerphone conversation with somebody.
Yeah, you're interrupting awful. My phone call, you yeah. fucking asshole.
I'm a fucking hypocrite, dude.
Well, it's like, how hard is it to hold it to your ear and or just put your AirPod in?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
If you're in the comfort of your home, your car, maybe even your work, it's fine. But, like, out in public, like, bitch, I don't need to know. I don't need to know what your husband is crying about while you're out here buying whatever ratchet thing you're buying.
Ratchet. I don't know why I do it. I don't. But I do. And it's like, it's a legit addiction or something. Like, it's a subconscious thing that happens.
Oh my God.
I would say more likely if I'm in a store doing something and someone calls, I'm probably most likely to not answer because right. It is kind of annoying to be trying to remember all the things you came to buy and then answer the phone. But if I do, yeah, it's just to my ear.
No, like, I get it. It makes perfect sense. That's what it was designed for. That's what it started out as. Like, I get it. But I don't know, man.
I really wanted to, like, say something. I really wanted to just, like, you know, every time that, like, people see a news camera, they'll be like, fuck it right in the pussy. Every time I see someone doing that, I really just want to yell something, like, super stupid. Fuck her.
Or just go press end call, just like walk yeah. up and
just, yes, that would be the ultimate flex. That could go wrong, but
oh yeah,
like in the bread aisle, fucking throw down.
Yeah. I mean, this lady, I don't know what I could have caught. I'm sick already, but I don't know what else I could have caught by just touching your phone, because those things go with everybody nowadays. Like, the next time someone tries to hand you your phone, just remember they're fucking on that in the bathroom. And before they can wash their hands, they're touching their phone again.
Have you just become a germaphobe or something?
No. It's just, like, when you think about people's phones, they're not the cleanest things to handle.
No.
Most of the time when someone's like, hey, look at this, and they, like, hand the phone, I don't take it. I'm like, I don't want to fucking touch your phone. I don't want to. I can see just fine.
I am a germaphobe, and I clean my phone like every day. Like, I'll get like a Lysol wipe and just wipe it down.
Really?
Like, literally every day. Yeah,
I've never even considered it.
Yeah, never. I even before like COVID and shit, I was always like, you know, if I touched any public surface, I always have hand sanitizer on me.
Like, so tell me about your emotional state when you use a very, very public restroom.
Oh, it's not good.
It's not good.
No, it's not good.
Like,
if I like, here's so I if I before I go anywhere like public and I think there's a chance that I might have to shit, I just pound Pepto Bismol. I'm just like, just plug it up. I like, I'm not dealing with that. There's no fucking way. Like, I'm fine. Like, also, I don't use urinals. Like, how did we as a society just be, like, accept that we're just gonna piss in front of a bunch of people? Like, that's fucking insane to me.
Well, no, what if the urinal, there's dividers? Like,
nope,
not the urinal. The urinal at the baseball game where everyone's dick is out.
Where it's a trough.
Yeah, you got the dividers, the 3-foot dividers that comes out. It's private. You still won't.
No, that's not enough privacy for me. I'm waiting for a stall. I don't care.
So what do you do when you travel? Like, what about a hotel? Like, what about the sheets? What about the bathroom?
You know, like, I don't really have a choice. I just have to trust that
it's in God's
people
hands.
Did their jobs. Yeah, like, yeah. Whatever happens, happens here.
Jesus, take the wheel. Yeah. Dude, my deal breaker is, and Zach knows this to be 100% true. I'll piss anywhere. I'll piss in front of you. Mm-hmm. But I will not. I will not do the number two in a public restroom. Yeah. I will not do the number two in a fucking porta-john or in the porta-john that you built out on your camping. Will not sit on that seat. I will not. I can't.
It's so bad because, like, the last time you went to the property where we have a porta potty, I'm pretty sure you held it for like the entire day.
Oh yeah, like 5 days until, like, what's that shit that kicks in? I can't remember what it's called. I can't remember, but I won't, dude. Well, I will die.
That one was bad. That one was like a full week of camping, and Jared literally held it for like 4 days. And the only way that he was finally convinced was that he couldn't hold it anymore.
His sister held the door open, stood guard, and made sure that emotionally I was doing okay.
And he was still like screaming.
But here's the particular problem with that. The problem with that particular spot is it was just the biggest, blackest, darkest abyss of nothing below you. You can imagine.
That right. is 100% fair. That one.
I don't know what's. Is there a raccoon in there?
Yeah.
How big's the spider waiting for? Like, I can't. But anyway, that's a camping one. But in a public, like at Walmart or at the baseball, I won't. I will not use the toilet. Can't.
Yeah.
Is it a sanitary thing or is it?
I think. What? I think. At least in a urinal, you're not physically touching the thing.
Right.
With a toilet, like. What kind of belly issues did the 5,000 people that day before me have? Like, I just can't. That's my deal breaker. I won't.
Yeah.
I will leave. Like, I've legit done this. Like, at work, I've left, driven all the way home to use the restroom, and then drove back. Depending on the severity of the situation.
Right.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
The one at work, I use and abuse that one.
That one, the one at work at the shop, I will use. But I'll use the mechanics one because not many people use that one. And I've seen the condition of the other one. You know, so can't do it, won't do it.
I will definitely use a porta potty, but it is last option.
Yeah. I'll pee into it, but you know what? Like, when you get those porta potties delivered to the job site and then, like, it's a fucking free-for-all. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, let's go make a mess of that. Like, why is the little breath mint thing for the urinal portion not in it anymore? Who grabbed it, pulled it out, and put it on the back of the toilet? Why did you do that? Also, like, they'll get done, like, releasing the Kraken and leave the toilet seat up. So, like, if you want to come in and just use the urinal, like, you have stare. To, like...
Yeah,
I don't want to see that. No. Is that a squid? What the fuck is in there? Why? What did you do?
Though, yeah, they are by far the worst option.
Like,
but like,
just close the lid when you're done taking a shit. Close the lid so nobody else has to look at that.
When people talk about Poseidon's kiss, that's where that's a real fucking problem.
Yeah, dude, you get that
the blue water splashback.
Yeah. The blue juice coming back up that kind of tattoos you, stains for a little while.
It's not just like, yeah, it's not just water. It's some blue fucking shit. And then also everybody else's stuff is in there, which I get the blue stuff is like an antibacterial, whatever the fuck it is. But either way, like in your house.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah, in your house, the Poseidon's kiss is kind of just like a whoa.
Woo,
that was nice. Oh. But like if you're anywhere else that you have to take it, and then that's like the bottom, that's it, you get that and it's like I just take me home and kill me.
Yeah. And then you get those job sites where like that urinal is like the cross, or that port-a-john is the cross hub for everyone coming and going, so like it's filled to the literal fucking brim. But nobody does anything about it. Nobody, like, makes a phone call. I just can't do it. Can't do it. And then people will go in there and, like, use them. You'll hear them, like, closing the lids and doing the things. And then they'll sanitize their hands, like, as if that's even going to fucking do anything. Anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's better than nothing, I get it, but that's a deal breaker, dude. I'll divorce my family over shit like that.
Those are probably where I float. Floated my ass more than sat down.
A stand-up shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's been times where I've had to sit down, but, like, most of the time, if I go in and I have to shit, I'm floating.
I'll go find a nice patch of tall weeds.
Yeah.
And I'll do that. I'll do my business there.
I had to shit in a porta potty in the middle of winter, in the middle of the night one time. And it was...
Oh, my God.
I was on pump watch, you know, 24... We were on night shift. And it was like 2 in the morning. We'd had our lunch, you know, at fucking midnight or whatever. And I was like, oh, was like, this is not an option. Like, there was no getting out of this until 7 a.m. So I was like, I got to shit. And then you, like, step out the door where there's frost on the window already. Because it was, like, I want to say it was, like, fucking 6 degrees or something. And so I'm all coated up, but I couldn't take it into the porta potty. So at the truck, I'm sitting there, like, unzipping my coat, throwing it in, my coveralls, throwing it in, like, all the way down to just pants and shirt, and had to run down the road to get to the porta potty.
Mm-hmm.
That was a different experience.
Yeah, dude, I just can't. Like, if you time it right and you go to, like, Home Depot, I'll never use the toilet there either. But if you time it right, you can get a pretty good acoustic show in those fucking Home Depot bathrooms. Even if you just need a moment of humor. Like, people are in there just playing battle shits all day. Can't do it. Won't do it.
Have you guys seen the argument of, like, standing up to wipe versus sitting to wipe? Have you seen, like, I couldn't believe that there was a different take than sitting and wiping. Like, how does that even happen?
Well, I mean,
like, my
common sense tells you standing up is obviously less effective.
Yeah. Like, you just mash everything together when you stand up, and it's just like
the only debate I've heard about is front or back, front to back or back to front. I've never heard of sitting versus standing.
I've had the argument with someone, but, like, they said standing, and I got into this big debate with him. I'm like, so you're just squishing it all over your ass? And he's like, no. Yeah. And then it turned out that he was just talking about squatting. Like, he would shit and then somewhat stand up but still be in a squatting position. And I'm like, okay, well, that's way less of standing.
Yeah. Like, you're not just full erect, like, clenching your butt cheeks.
Yeah, I was like, you're not on the standing side either, because that's not standing. I was like, standing means you just, like, stand up, and then you're like, oh, here's my toilet paper, and...
So, Rob, when you heard that for the first time, did you take the next opportunity to stand up and try it, just to see, just to verify?
No, it's such a wild idea, but my curiosity was not even piqued in seeing if it's effective.
Curiosity didn't get the cat on that one. It just can't be.
No. You know, I would like to watch somebody do it, though, and just see how that works. Like, I would pay money to be like, all right, just show me how you go about this.
Next thing you know, there's going to be the debate for a sit-down shit versus stand-up shit.
No. The other debate that I got into with a guy at work, that we went around the room.
That got him a little bit. Standing up is obviously cleaner.
Yeah, you only have to wash your legs.
You just go into the shower afterwards.
I'm just imagining walking into a public restroom, seeing somebody, like, standing, like, on the toilet, facing the wall. You just see their head swivel around, and you're just doing my standing shit.
And then when they're done, they use their foot to flush the toilet.
Air mailing everything. That's Poseidon's kiss is going to get pretty interesting on those ones. Yeah.
And then they sit down to wipe.
Yeah. What a weird conversation. What is happening here?
The debate that I got into. So, you know, men's underwear, you have it comes across and then the flap, right? We got into a debate because he went around asking every dude at work, if you unbuckle your belt or undo the top bolt, what the hell is that called? Like a button. And then zip down and then pull underwear down to pee, or if you just unzip and then reach your hand in and go through the flaps on your underwear and pull your dick out and pee like that.
I'll go through the zipper but pull my underwear down enough that I can pull it out, because I don't want to have to, like, fish through and get fish that through all the fabric. Yeah.
What about you,
then,
Rob?
You're playing with it.
I'm an underwear down. Yeah, I don't use the flap. Some of the flaps are, like, fucking, like, the overlap is just so much. Yeah. You're like, Like, I'm gonna, I have to rip these in half. To, like,
okay. You're like, I ain't got enough length to get through all that. Right.
I would say like 90% of the guys, 97% of the guys he asked unbuttoned, unzipped, and just pulled underwear and flaps all the way down.
Dude, no shit. I was at the Raptors game one time in Ogden. Do you know what the Raptors are, Rob? Probably not.
I don't.
Rookie league baseball in Ogden.
Okay.
And that's the kind of restroom where there's no dividers between the urinals. Mm-hmm. You're just, everyone's fucking handling it. I'm in there. I walk in. It's like, I can't remember what, seventh inning stretch. Take a break. Everyone goes to the bathroom, grab a drink, whatever. So obviously the bathroom gets busy. And I walk in and no bullshit, every urinal's being used. There's a little bit of a line behind each urinal. And this dude has his fucking shorts and underwear on the ground and his hands on his hips and he's pissing into the urinal. And there's like this covert laughter going on because everyone's like, fucking dude, you see that shit? And he's like 2 feet away from the urinal. Pants, everything's on the ground, fucking shirt pulled up a little bit and his hands are on his hips. So everyone's like laughing and this dude could not care less.
He was on another level of intoxicated.
I don't know. Like, maybe.
I hope so.
I saw that and I was like, that is the ultimate flex right there.
Yeah.
Just no cares.
You just put everyone in that restroom on notice.
Yeah. He was going for the three-pointer.
And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this right now. Because, like, he was 2 urinals over, but, like, I don't know how many gallons, like, his stomach can hold because he was just going and going and going. Because I know in my mind when I get up there, I'm going to have to look over. And then he and I are going to make eye contact. Like, I was like, anxiety was starting to set in as I was getting closer to my turn to use the urinal. Because he's just flexing on everyone.
One of the funniest stories I have from a public restroom was me and my buddy. I can't remember where we were, but we were out in the world, and we both had to pee. So we went in, and there was us and one other dude. But like, this dude was, like, 80 years old, you know? So we just roll up, and we start doing our thing, and he rolls up, and he starts to pee. And I mean, obviously, you can hear it, right? You hear the stream. And this old man is just like, oh. He just starts, like, this, like, just pure relief moan. And me and my buddy were like, you know, we took the obvious gap, right?
Yeah.
And he went in between us. We were
considerate of each other, gave each other that space.
Yeah, and he went in between us. So then I, like, glanced over, and I could see he was starting to bust up. And I'm starting to bust up because this guy is just like, ugh.
And then the old man goes quiet, and you hear,
it was so fucking funny. Like, we held it in until we got out of the restroom, and then we were just fucking laughing so hard.
Dude, I'm not that person that won't laugh. If you do something like that, I have to, dude. Like, I have to.
I have one of the... This story is very gross.
Fantastic.
So, I used to do, like, work at swap meets. Like, we would set up a booth at the swap meet, and there'd be a bunch of, like, food trucks and everything. And there was this taco truck that was there that was really good. But one of the times I had it, like, it was, like, 2 minutes after I finished it, it was instant tummy bubbles. Like, it was fucking...
Had that bubble bad. Guts?
Yeah, the bubble guts.
Yeah.
So...
Tummy bubbles.
I had to go. So I walk in to the swap meet bathroom, which probably is worse than a porta potty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I start going. There's one stall and 2... urinals. So I walk right into the stall and I'm going, and this guy, like, hurriedly rushes into the bathroom, yanks on the door.
Yeah, the taco.
It's
too.
Just like, yeah. So he yanks on the door. There's an audible sigh. Like,
You're like, occupado.
Yeah. So the urinals are to my left. So
oh, I no, see his no, feet. No, no, no. No, Rob.
Feet shuffle around and go to the left side. And
dude,
I heard like a splat. And I look down to my left, and sure as shit, this dude is just shitting in front. I think he tried to get it into the urinal, but it just went straight to the ground.
I mean, props to him for at least trying, man. Yeah. It's that or the sink, but...
Oh, God.
Dude, that is like my fear, is to have to use the bathroom that bad to where you're left with one option. That's my fear. That is my fear. So, like, I always, like, use the restroom before we leave the house just to negate any potential, like...
mishaps or...
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, kudos to him for at least trying to get to the urinal. Just, he's not used to that aim trajectory, so...
that's definitely not a normal situation to be in. The other thing is, it was quite watery, and the bathroom had one of those like
drains in the stall. You were
drains in the. Well, it was like just at the like where the stall started. So I was not a comfortable distance away. I don't think there is a comfortable distance. But it was far enough to where it wasn't really going to get close to me. But it just started, like, slowly.
No.
I was like, oh, my God.
That poor guy.
Man, I'm like, I feel bad for him, but I would not change a thing. I'm so grateful to whatever cosmic being allowed me to get to the bathroom when I did.
Was he done before you got out, or did you ride it out and wait till he was gone?
I made sure he left before I'm not making eye contact with this man. Yeah. Like, you gotta go, dude. I'm not. we both know what you did, and we can't ever know what we look like.
What each other look like.
Yeah, we can't know that.
I don't want to have to keep your secrets. That's dirty, man.
We went
that
on
so gross.
We went on that cruise. I don't know how cruise ships work, but I know, I guess, something to do with, like, water. You know, they do stuff with water at certain times of night or day or something. And so, like, our toilet wouldn't flush, but before we knew that, Colton took a shit.
Oh, man.
So he took a shit, and he tried to flush it, and it wouldn't work. So we called, you know, the casino or the, you know, the cruise line people, and they're like, oh, yeah, they'll be available and...
few hours.
No, they were like, well, they said like 30 minutes. And this happened like halfway through the cruise. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just hold my shit. Because it was morning. I was like, I need to shit. I shit every morning. So we held it. And eventually, like, you know, 2 hours later, we were able to flush it. And I couldn't wait.
But the whole time you guys are in this room with the turd.
Yeah. And like, and eventually, like, I kept telling him to go check. Cause I was like, dude, I don't want to flush your shit. And then it got to the point where I was like, I'm shitting. And so I went in and like pushed it, and I was like, fuck it. And it went down, and I was like, in we go. But from that like middle of the cruise on, anytime one of us needed to shit, we tested the flush before we shit. Cause I was like, never again.
Cause that's just kind of embarrassing. It's degrading. Like, hey guys, sorry, I've got a turd in the toilet.
Yeah, it won't go away.
Flush. My bad.
My family was on vacation. I forgot where we were, but we were staying at this hotel, and my brother shit what I can only describe as like a large potato that literally just settled in the bottom and just was like immovable. Like, I don't know, like, I don't know how he did it or how this came out. He was probably like 10 years old and just just plugged this toilet completely. We had to call
one of those coat hanger turds.
We had to call like maintenance, and they came, looked at it, and were like, we're just going to need to cut it up.
Poor maintenance guys.
And just fucking sliced up his turd. It was so fucking funny.
That's so gross, dude. So gross. The poor, the fucking maintenance man, dude. The unsung hero of the entire thing. Yeah. Oh my God. We're just going to have to cut it out.
He was laughing, too. It was hilarious. He thought it was fucking hilarious, too. Oh, God.
One of my biggest fears, like, you know, when you're younger, is being, you know, a friend's house is one, like, a little bit. But, like, when you start dating... And you go to like a girlfriend's house, and you had, you know, like you would ate, you'd have this and that, and then you go use the your girlfriend's house bathroom, mm-hmm. And then you don't know where the things are. Yep, you know, you're like, I don't know where the fucking plunger is. I don't know where, and then you have to just. That's like I remember doing one at like my buddy's girlfriend's house where we had other girls and other friends over, and I took a shit because like there was just no avoiding it. And I remember flushing like 6 times. You know what I mean? Like, I get the first push out and then flush. And that, like, I they had to have heard that I flushed, like, 9 times. Because I was like, I am not having the issue where this plugs.
Yep. Before Jenny and I met, I lightly dated this girl. She's very pretty. And we had just gone on our second date. And then part of the date was going back to her house where her parents were at. And having like dinner and stuff like that. And I had to use the restroom and there was no toilet paper. So I sent her a text, says, I am so sorry, but there's no toilet paper in this bathroom. So immediately, like, my chances are, I'm done.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no worries. And the bathroom was small enough that when you're sitting there, you could reach the door to crack it open a little bit. Crack it open a little bit, and it's her mom that passed me a fresh roll. And I was like, oh my God. You couldn't have sent your little brother or something. You sent your mom.
That's pretty rough.
And I was so embarrassed. That's, like,
yeah.
Like, it didn't survive.
I was just. You just beeline towards the door. After I was like, all right, I'm sorry.
Thanks for letting me use the restroom. I'm out.
I remember my buddy and I. This is when Zach had moved to like Arizona or something like that. Yeah, I think it was Arizona. So he was gone. So it was just me and my other buddy, and his girlfriend lived in Kaysville. And this is like our junior year. So we were always skipping school. This is when I got like 13 U's, but we were always at her house, you know, and like her mom was super cool and she'd always make like really good food. But then she would typically, you know, go do mom things. She'd go read a book or something. So it would just be us kind of hanging out in the house. And my buddy and I, we would every night, we'd be like, hey, do you want to go, like, play basketball for a minute? Or like, hey, let's go throw the football around. And the only reason for it was the second the door closed behind us is it was nothing but ripping ass. Because like, it was just... How do you do that in there? You know what I mean? So, like, every time we were at her house, we were just like, hey, man. You'd look at each other and be like, do you want to go throw the football around? Yeah. And we just go out there. And it'd be, like, 15, 20 minutes of us just, like, the second the door closed. it was every time. And, you know, they're still together, so it's still kind of funny to talk about. But, like, at the time, it's just like, what do you say to a girlfriend or, like, someone you're trying to date? This is like, we're going to go outside for a minute.
Yeah, you're like, hey, come outside. Let me show you this constellation I just discovered.
Yeah, we're going to go throw the football around. You guys can stay in here and do whatever you want to do. And then we wander out and just do nothing but rip ass until we're like, okay, you good? Yeah, I'm good. Let's go back in.
Yep.
Even in the dead of winter. It's just.
I feel like it's important for all of the. One listeners that we have right now is that we get off this subject. I don't know how you transition out and what do you transition into.
I watched the new Roadhouse.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
How was it? Please tell me. I feel like it's going to be stupid.
Well, I'm not a fan of the old one. Yeah. I know a lot of people love it because it had Patrick Swayze and. I don't know. Basically, whenever someone talks about Roadhouse, they just bring up Patrick Swayze, which is cool, I guess.
And Sam Elliott.
Sure. I don't know. It's fucking... It's 90s karate. Name me a good 90s karate movie that's other than Karate Kid. You know what I mean? Like, I'm into the brawling and the fighting, but, like, karate in movies always looks so bad. Unless you're, like, Bruce Lee. But anyway, so I'm not a huge fan of the old one, but I thought this one was good. I think it's really different.
Is Conor McGregor any good?
The thing with Conor McGregor is I couldn't tell you if he was a good actor or a bad actor, but I loved seeing his character. Because it's probably horrible acting, like, but I didn't care. I didn't care. I didn't even pay attention to the acting. He was just fucking funny. Like, okay. He walks around like Conor McGregor as an asshole. So, like, he's got his shoulders up all the time, and he's in that fucking flex position, and he does his, like, you know how he doesn't walk like a normal human. He's got, like, that right. Bow-legged, like, that awkward kind of walk. So, like, every scene he's in, he's always, like, jet like this, and then does that fucking, like, walk. He's so funny. Like,
he wasn't character. Acting at all. He was just being Conor McGregor.
Well, he was basically Conor McGregor, but, like, a psycho Conor McGregor. Because he just, like, murder. Like, he just beats the shit out of people, steals their stuff. He's just an asshole. I thought he was super funny. Like, I didn't even care what his character was. Just the fact that he was who he was good enough for me.
Okay.
And then Jake Gyllenhaal is a class act. No one can out-act Jake Gyllenhaal.
Is Conor McGregor a good guy or a bad guy in the movie?
He's the bad guy. Jake Gyllenhaal is Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
But this one is not karate. It's UFC. So he's like a... Jake Gyllenhaal's an old UFC guy. And, you know, he's out of his glory days and trying to survive, basically just living on the road. And then he takes over. And then Conor McGregor's like the bad guy that the bad guy calls in. You know, like, oh, this is the guy that'll fuck everything up. Like, he'll take him down. And the fight scenes are actually pretty good. There's some stuff, that, like some of the car crashes and stuff. The CG is not phenomenal, but the fighting was good.
Did you go to the theater to see this?
No, it's Amazon. Amazon Original.
Really?
Yeah, it's free. It's Amazon Original.
Wow.
I think I enjoyed it. Like,
maybe we'll watch it tonight.
Jake Gyllenhaal is great. He was fucking jacked, too. Like, jacked.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a pretty basic movie, but the fight scenes were super cool. Like, the first one where, you know, he takes on thugs, and then he does one with Connor. It was a really cool fight, and then it gets to, like, the final fight. And Jake Gyllenhaal's character is kind of like a smartass. Like, never takes anything seriously. It was a pretty good movie. I enjoyed it.
Maybe I'll check it out tonight.
It's hard to explain without you guys having seen it, Connor's character, because, like, it was just fun to see. Like, he was just fun. His character was just, like, fun. It was kind of stupid, and then obviously he's Connor, so he's fucking a beast, you know? Like, when he's fighting in the movie, he looks like he's actually fighting. So, like, his character was just fun.
Okay.
I'm sure people will be, like, critiquing the hell out of him, being like, this guy can't even act. He's so stupid. But, like, that's kind of what I enjoyed about it. I feel like they're lines of, like, what we want you to do, and they were just like, act like a total jackass, be a dickhead, but fuck shit up. And he was just like, done.
That's what I do.
Yeah. So it was kind of fun. I do know that he's apparently trying to get back in fighting shape.
Yeah, I heard that.
Which is kind of scary after the fact that his last fight ended with his leg, like, shattered in five places.
Yeah. Like, snapped in half.
Yeah. That's supposedly wild. Yeah, he'll be back for a fight this summer.
Yeah, like June or July or something like that. I don't know why.
Have you guys seen the promos for the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight?
Some of them, yeah.
I hope Jake Paul gets his fucking life knocked out of him.
Dude, have you seen the videos of Mike Tyson trading at 60 years old or whatever?
Yeah, he looks old. He is. Looks like he would break my ribs with one punch.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that dude.
What are the stipulations going to be?
It's going to be a pussy fight. Jake Paul or whatever his name is going to be wearing headgear.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, he's not going. It's not a real fight. It's for money.
No, dude, you want to be that boxer? Take the headgear off with Mike Tyson in the ring.
At 60 years old. And he's probably still going to get fucking lit up. At least I fucking hope so. It's almost enough to get me to pay for it.
You know, I'd consider it, but if it's going to be that kind of fight.
If he wasn't wearing headgear and this was like a legit, you know, Mike Tyson's defending his titles kind of shit, I'd buy it. But the fact that it's just going to be like a promotional, like, let's make $10 trillion real quick.
Yeah. That's how you know he's scared. He's not willing to, even just for fun, for money, without the headgear, box Tyson.
Well, they probably told him that he couldn't. they're like, no.
Dude, Tyson's a killer.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. The people were probably like, we'll do this event, but we won't let you out of headgear for your safety.
Well.
Like, there's a reason that Mike Tyson was the king. Have you watched some of his shit from back when he was like, and then I saw his clip of, it said Mike Tyson at 18, and he was Mike Tyson boxing huge, and then they had a picture of Jake Paul at 18, and he looked like a baby.
He's singing Disney songs.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, they're not on the same league. Like,
yeah. No, I mean, they're not. Jake Paul, like, Jake Paul is like a decent boxer. Like, I don't think people give him enough credit.
No, yeah, I'll give him that for sure.
Like, but he's talented. Not Mike Tyson. So,
yeah, it's time to quit calling out. I mean, he started calling out real boxers, but like the last couple boxers he's faced, they're like, I'm not gonna say they're not good at what they do, but they're not like top names in the sport. By any means.
Right.
And at first he started out by calling out like celebrities and shit, like knocking Nate Robinson out, a basketball player. Like, good job, man.
Woo. I want to see him take on like
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Catch his hands. Get your ass over here, boy.
Give him fucking Floyd Mayweather and see what happens.
Nah, see, that wouldn't even be fun, because Floyd Mayweather's not the type to, like, go and attack you and beat the shit out of you. He, like, ducks and weaves and then jabs in, and
yeah,
someone that's going to come at him and just fucking raw dog him. Not even know who that would be. I don't know names in the boxing.
Hopefully room. Fucking Mike Tyson does.
Yeah.
That's my main hope, is that this isn't just like a, because it's obviously somewhat for show, but hopefully there's some level of it that's... We're going to let him fight.
That's a big letdown. He's going to have headgear on. He probably gets to, what, tap out or gets to call timeout in rounds.
Some of the... Because there was, like, a bunch of rules that were leaked. Like, I think the headgear is one of them, and then that Mike Tyson couldn't punch in the head. But there's, like, a bunch of those that were, like, refuted by Jake Paul. He said that's not true. Apparently.
Dude, if he comes out in headgear, any credibility he had, he'll lose.
Well,
but he also doesn't care. He's got like, what, $300 trillion in his bank account?
If it also turns out that Mike Tyson can't hit him in the head, what's the point? Mike Tyson's whole thing is he does a fucking epic combo to your side and then lands the devastating, what was it, was his a left hook?
Yeah.
I think his was a left hook, right? He'd do a fucking boom, boom, left hook. And then every boxer he fought would be like, oh.
I can tell you, I still wouldn't want to take a body shot from Mike Tyson.
No, that's what I'm saying. Broken ribs.
Yeah.
I might
end up... Whether it's the head or the ribs, like, he's going to break something.
I'd probably end up on the mat if I had that training thing on the training pad where he's aiming for the circles. And I'm just like, okay, let's see how this works. And he'd probably hit me once on the side, and I'd probably just hit the canvas.
You'd hit the ground, and you'd fucking lay there in a puddle of your own shit.
Yeah. I'd be like, no, like, no.
Why did he kick me? No, if he comes out with headgear on, man, that's a wrap.
I saw this video of this guy went to, like, an MMA gym, and there was a woman... like training, she was doing like leg kicks on the heavy bag or whatever, and he was like, he said, why don't you, I bet I can take one of your leg kicks, like he was just being a dick, and she was like, I'm not gonna kick you in the leg, put one of the pads on, you know, they have like pads for your leg when you're like training against live person. So she kicks his leg. He's like bracing for it and ready. And he's like a big dude. And his leg just like swings out from under him and he just fucking face plants into the ground. It is fucking hilarious. He was so cocky. Like,
yep.
And then he just gets fucking wrecked.
I've seen some of those where the professional kickboxer's like, all right, I'll only kick you with 30% power. Yeah. And then does it and like fucking decimates
them. Just folds.
Yeah.
That's, I don't think people understand like the, like a brawl or whatever with some random stranger is one thing, but like fighters that train, it's more than just like, oh, they're in good shape. Like their muscles and their body have literally been, they put on those pads or they fight with no pads and they have, that's why they do that. That's why they hold a weight above their head while someone sits there and hits their ribs and their, because that trains the muscle and the ribs and the body to be able to take those shots. Like yep. When you see those, it's not like, oh, that wasn't very hard. That wouldn't hurt me. Like your, my leg has never taken a kick. No. So my leg from probably like a junior who has been training for a few years would probably drop me.
Oh yeah.
Because like your leg, it's just like, it's like football or like any of those things. Why do you think you practice the snap drills, you know, where you run into someone and try and push them? That's, it's completely different. Like when you go out and, you know, you lift something that you don't normally lift, you're like, oh, I didn't even know I had muscles back there, but I'm sore in a muscle back there. It's like, yeah, that's kind of how that works.
When is that fight supposed to happen?
I have no idea.
July 20th of this year.
Mm. So, a ways.
It's probably going to be like $200.
Yeah, I'll just catch it off for free the next day. Or after the fight.
Somebody will be streaming it on TikTok for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
someone I've probably seen a lot of UFC fights.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
People on Twitch do that, too. They pull up the fights, but they hold up an Xbox controller so that when people, when you look at their stream, it looks like they're playing the game, but they're actually streaming the actual thing, and mods don't notice.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
I'm sure it'll be around. It normally doesn't take... there'll probably be, like, highlights of it on YouTube in less than, like, 2 hours after it's over.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what I remember when UFC fights used to be like $80. Like, fuck, how many people can we get? And now it's even more. Plus, you have to have like a subscription to the UFC or to ESPN or whatever it is to even be able to then put the money in. It's just way too much work.
Jesus. I haven't gotten a UFC fight in a very long time.
Yeah, same.
The last time I did it, you had to have a subscription to like ESPN Plus. And then pay the money, and that was the last. And I can only imagine that it's gotten worse.
Yeah,
they're not cheap. I stopped watching like after John Jones like stopped fighting. I was like, that guy was so fun to watch.
I think he's back, dude.
Is he?
I think
the era that I remember the most was like Chuck Liddell, Brock Lesnar, BJ Penn.
See, yeah. Brock Lesnar came well after Chuck Liddell.
Yeah, but like I remember starting, you know, with Chuck Liddell and those guys, and then I remember Brock Lesnar showed up, and he was fighting like Frank Mir.
Yep.
And then that's probably about the last time I remember ever really paying attention.
Yeah, that era was like super fun to watch. I remember the Michael Bisping fought, God, what's his name? Dan Henderson, I think.
Hollywood Henderson.
I'm pretty sure it was that. And there was so much shit talk, and it was like the British guy versus the American guy, and I watched that fight live, and Dan Henderson like knocked him out, and he was like clearly out on the ground, but he wound up another one and just fucking put all of his force into and like just right into his fucking face while he was on the ground. And I remember the house I was at, obviously everybody was Dan Henderson fans, and the house just fucking erupted. Everybody was like, oh shit, like fucking lost their minds. That was so fun to watch.
Yeah, the only thing I know about the modern age is Conor McGregor, really. And that there's someone named, like, Cowboy or something like that.
He's retired.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
Donald Cerrone.
Other than that, the latest fight that I remember watching was Conor and Floyd.
Dude, I couldn't tell you the last MMA fight I watched.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's been a while.
I remember
John O'Malley is a big deal now.
Yeah.
He's like one of the bigger ones.
I used to be all decked out. I had like a UFC hoodie. I had a UFC hat. That was like all people talked about, you know, in school. It was like football and UFC. Now I'm
wearing your Affliction shirt.
I don't think I ever had an
Affliction shirt. With your bedazzled jeans.
No, definitely never did that.
I didn't either. I never bought an Affliction shirt because I thought it was absolutely ridiculous to pay that much for a t-shirt.
Well, like the bedazzled jeans or whatever, I remember there's a store in the mall. I can't remember what it's called. We had Buckle and there was something else. And they always had those like bedazzled jeans that were like the whitewashed and they'd have like a cross sewn on the ass pocket and stuff down the sides. And I remember like going in there at one point and being like, why is everybody loves this stuff? And you look at a pair of jeans and it's like $240. I'm like, why?
Yep. Where you see the dudes walking around, like obviously douchebags wearing the shirt that says American Fighter. And you just want to be like, really? Are you? You really? You're an American Fighter? Wow. Can I give you a hand job here real quick or no? Okay.
Or I had a buddy that always wore like really like the white sunglasses with the blue, you know, the blue fucking whatever the hell that's called. Yeah. I was always like, dude, you know. And he'd put on his white, you know, his white fucking Hollister shirt and then have those pants that were all like faded and cool like that. And I'm like, bro, you know you look like a douche, right? Like, you know this isn't a good look. Especially since he was the one who looked like that, and we would go out, and then next to him would be, like, me in, like, standard jeans with a black shirt, and then we'd have people that were just, like, you know, they were the gym shorts. Always gym shorts with a fucking hoodie on.
They're and-one shorts?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I was like, dude, you are hanging out with a crowd that is not this crowd.
Yeah.
I was like, we're kind of the slackers. We just wear basic bullshit, and then you have this, like, $400... outfit on that nobody fucking, like, no one here cares about, and we're going to a movie where we're not even going to be looking at what you're wearing.
You never know, man. You never know where he's going to find the bitches. Turns out he's probably still a virgin.
I don't know where that guy ended up.
I bet Rob wears Affliction t-shirts.
Never once in my life.
No, you can't just come back with a response like that. Like, there's nowhere to go from there. Oh, okay. Well, since you say. Well, it's about that time, boys.
I have 45 minutes of talking about shit and farts and piss.
Yeah, this wasn't a good week, but it's in the books now.
Well, you know, Dad's gone. So we get to play, and little brother is gone that normally brings in some other entertainment value.
Racism of some sort.
I feel like that's your role.
But when I see him.
No, okay.
The racism comes out.
Like when he is gone, we get to play. So I feel like he would have ended that conversation fairly quickly. He doesn't really enjoy talking about those kinds of things.
No, he doesn't, man.
I don't even know if I've heard that guy maybe fart like twice in my life.
I've never heard him fart.
It's pretty rare.
I've farted on him.
Interesting.
Hundreds of times. But never has he gotten me back.
Yeah, he doesn't get the same kind of humor out of it that we do.
I answered the phone while he called me FaceTime, and I was doing my business in the bathroom, and I answered the phone, but I was kind of leaned over a bit. And we're talking, and he's saying something, and then he stops, and he's like, what are you doing right now? I was like, talking to you. But it wasn't like something that I was having fun with. I just answered the phone. We were having a conversation. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, what do you mean, what am I doing? He's like, what's behind you? So I pulled the camera up and he could see. He's like, oh my. And then he hung up. Dude, and he didn't answer my call for like 2 weeks after that. he sent me one random text like 2 weeks later that says, "Don't ever do that again." I was like, okay, that's obviously the line with you.
I mean, if you answer while you're taking a shit, I won't have a problem. Unless you show me the shit, then we have a problem.
And that was the problem. I showed him what was going on.
I don't want to see in the toilet, but if it's just you on a toilet, I don't care at all.
I answered the phone one time when he called FaceTime, but I turned the camera around and I was peeing. So all you when the camera turned down, all you could see was a stream going into the toilet. I answered. He's like, "What's up, dickhead?" You could see he recognized, and then like the call ended. I was like, "Dude, you're no fun."
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I think most of the time, I don't get calls when I'm on the shitter. I get it when I'm in the shower.
Yeah,
and then it's really annoying because I gotta fucking poke my head out and see who's calling me.
Or you could just wait till you're done and get out and check.
Yeah, but I'm not really. If someone's calling, I can answer it and just yell out from the shower.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. Well, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, death threats, or ransom notes, send them to imwiththeoutcrowd@gmail.com. Check out our Discord, our Etsy shop, and consider becoming a patron. Just remember, our opinions don't matter, so why the fuck should yours? Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
It was nice to see you this week, Rob. I have more fun when it's you and not Zach.
That makes sense.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on? Welcome to the Out Crowd.
Oh, that should be our intro.
The fucking mosh pit fucking entry.
Well, yeah, that's if we had money, that's what we would be paying for. Is we'd be paying for some fucking scream like metal band
wage war to do our intro.
That might be a little out of our price range.
Yeah, but it's worth it. They've gone soft anyway. We don't want them.
If we had tens of dollars, we could probably get on Fiverr and get something semi decent.
I feel like we should have tens of dollars, but you've been cleaning out the bank account.
No, we definitely do not have tens of dollars. We're negative.
We're gonna have to do an audit.
By the way, Rob, if they promise you any kind of, like, paycheck or compensation for your time, it's not fucking happening.
Well, I already got mine.
What was it?
I can't disclose that.
No, fuck that. Damage is done.
It's part of his agreement that he can't discuss his monetary.
I'll say at least ones of dollars.
Ones of dollars, okay.